Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Real quick, are we officially in a better quarterback position than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, right now, yes.
What if Aaron Rodgers comes
100%.
Back? 100%. Do you believe that firmly in Aaron Rodgers?
I do not believe in Aaron Rodgers at all.
Right.
But at least they would have clarity. Like, they would know, okay, Aaron's our starter week one. That instantly then puts their situation better than ours. Even if you don't think he's that good. Because we are going to go through this these battles. And now we're going to have to rely on evaluations. And we're not even privy to what the meetings are like and the whiteboard sessions. Like, we're not privy to any of that. We're only going to see some stuff. Like, I do think it's pretty ridiculous so far that social media has been torn on how accurate the reporting of catches in rookie minicamp. Like, the guys, none of that stuff matters. That is not how we're deciding who's the better quarterback. So to sit there and lose sleep over, wait, that media person had it wrong because I saw two catches on this other reporter's side. Guys, none of that matters. You should know that by now. We've seen guys ball out in preseason, and none of that mattered. You didn't even face a pass rush in rookie minicamp. So that's dumb to lose sleep over any of that. Can we all admit that?
Yeah, but that's what happens when you have engagement farming and SEO. I mean, good God, I mean, you're talking about these Twitter accounts. I'm sorry, they make money by the interactions that they get, do they not?
Yeah,
do you not make more money?
So if I put
that Travis Hunter is struggling in camp, okay, I guess I paid the rent for the month.
By the way, so far the trade looks good.
Well, I'm glad here less than a month after the draft, the trade looks good.
I saw three highlights pieced together. I mean, couldn't even get out of his route. So what a joke and what a great trade by Andrew.
Well, you know, they say it. Games are won in the offseason.
I've totally flipped in the last 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, This right now, like, the Steelers, they'll just know, like, Aaron Rodgers is going to be our quarterback. We're not going to have to waste time on any of that. We're not going to get 1,000 questions about Mason Rudolph. In our case, we aren't. It is going to be a battle. I mean, we just took a call at the end of the last segment where, and it wasn't the first one today. We've had three of these, which is just start Shador.
No.
So we're just going to start the guy that was taken behind the other guy that they overdrafted. Like, it just shows
you. Oh, man, this is married with children, Tone, because I would have been having a fight with you about this 6 years ago. I'd have had a fist fight with you about this years ago. You know that. Because I don't think I've changed. Like, I don't believe in just starting a guy just because you got to see what he has to see. I think that he really needs to go. And, yes, a coach can be stuck in his ways, but I think that if it's an honest, fair evaluation, the quarterback, if it's number one overall, it's number one overall. He should be able to go out there and take the job.
McKinney,
but
why?
Damn it, they should have to earn the job. I'm not just starting Shador
right.
to start
well,
Shador.
You wouldn't start either of them just to start him. But my question is,
or Dylan Gabriel.
Why is it Shador? Why isn't it the guy they drafted and believed in more?
Because they don't believe in that guy. It was an.
Yeah,
I mean, frankly.
But what about the Browns?
I know that. I'm just explaining how a fan feels because I know it's how I felt.
Did they not have Dylan Gabriel ahead on their draft board of Shador Sanders?
Yes.
So what's changed?
Nothing, I would imagine.
So if they had him higher on the draft board, then they actually drafted him, then they waited, then they let other picks go by, and then they took Shador. Tell me what has changed to believe that the organization believes in Shador Sanders today more than Dylan Gabriel. What has changed?
Probably nothing.
So why aren't people calling and saying, They obviously believe in Dylan Gabriel more. Just start Dylan Gabriel.
Because I don't think they believe in Dylan Gabriel. I think they'd rather believe Shador. Like they've had, they know more, and they don't know as much about Dylan Gabriel. Who knows as much about Dylan Gabriel?
It's because those fans heard first round grade, number two overall.
Yes,
that's why.
Yes, but
that
they,
is why.
But they argued about him. They talked about him. So you feel you know something. You know in your heart, and it's like okay, because there's people who definitely do not like Shador Sanders, and they tweeted me every single day that we're wasting our time with this guy. I got a fan who says he's not coming back until he's gone. All right, like Watson stuff. I mean, people get nuts. And then this is a longtime listener, this guy tweeting at me. They are familiar with Shador. So there will be people who go, yep, I want him to start. He should start. He should get every opportunity. Even the people who don't like him, yeah, go ahead and start him. Just so they can prove that he doesn't have anything. Dylan Gabriel, no one really had. I'm sure Mary Kay wrote something there somewhere. But, I mean, my God, they went and they visited him before they went and visited Shador Sanders. We thought it was a due diligence thing or they were looking at somebody else and go, no, they were looking at Dylan Gabriel. We don't know much about Dylan Gabriel because none of us took him seriously that he was going to go to the Cleveland Browns. None of us took him seriously. He's 5'10". He's got a strong arm. Other than that, there's not a whole lot that I can say that are glowing things about Dylan Gabriel and can make an impassioned plea. No one bought his jersey on the station to try to convince people that we needed to take Dylan Gabriel. So they don't know what it is, so they just don't even think that he has what it is. And when you just hear, hey, he's not necessarily the biggest guy, I don't know if he can withstand the punishment of big dudes from the NFL, which I frankly don't, then, yeah, they'd rather just go, hey, let's do Shador Sanders first, see what he's got anything, and then they'd rather go to Dylan Gabriel. The entire concept of that is something I don't agree with. Again, if you wanted to do it, even if you got...
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Got rid of Joe Flacco to somebody else because you were going to get rid of the 40-year-old quarterback, fine. If you're going to do that, okay. It should still be Kenny Pickett because of the experience, and one of the two other guys has to go and take that job from him. Not just putting him out there because we have to see what we get. They've seen what they see what they have in him. And there's been plenty of situations where guys have been drafted in their first rookie year. They walk out there to the practice field. They start throwing the ball around. Usually this happens when they're wearing the red jerseys and they're actually like, they got pads on and stuff, and they go, oh, God, we've made a terrible mistake. We've made a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. I think it happened to the kid out of Arkansas a few years ago. They took in the fourth round with the Raiders, and they cut him after camp because it's like, yep, we made another Raider mistake. There it is. They know. But usually it's, hey, we're going to see if this guy has a chance, if he has anything. But damn it, you have to go out there. You have to earn that job. Earn it. Take it away from the incumbent. Why? Practice. Preparation. Being ready to go, showing that you have an upside that the other guy hasn't. And if Shador Sanders is still a first-round talent or a second-round talent, then he should be able to shine through. But I got to tell you, I don't know if Dylan Gabriel is going to be able to do that. That is full-on Kevin Stefanski faith. And that comes down to whether or not you have a bunch of faith in Kevin Stefanski. Right now, the fan base probably doesn't have a lot of faith in Kevin Stefanski, Tone. So, yeah, they're not thinking about Dylan Gabriel taking the job.
Look, I totally get that. We're just bringing our baggage into this. That's all we're doing right now because we haven't seen anything to change any perspective other than we know the pecking order of when they were taken.
I just feel I know this conversation is going to get brought up again, and I'm going to get frustrated again. And I know that the people who just want to see something, they have no evidence. And I'm not going to have much evidence because there's only so many practices that we can attend. So now I have to put my eggs in the basket of a coaching staff that could very well be gone at the end of the year that already nobody trusts. That's a difficult argument to make. Like, it's easy to say, hey, let's just see what we have with these guys and we lose, no big deal. Absolutely. But boy, they got to go out there and earn it. We're making a lot of different mistakes. I mean, you did that with Johnny once. He didn't earn it, and boy, did he show it. 216-474-0092. Justin Termini joined us earlier today. Can the Cavs afford to run this back?
Do you think it would be a mistake for the Cavs to, quote, run it back?
I don't know if it's a mistake. I mean, they're a really good team. Eventually, perhaps you get over the hump. Three consecutive years with that four, though, you haven't won six playoff games. If there is going to be a breakup, I've talked to some people around the league. The guy that they think would be moved is Darius Garland. Can you win with a small backcourt? Can you win with his lack of defense? If the Eastern Conference is going to be weak and you know what you have at the very least in Cleveland, to run it back and at least get the one or the two seed again next year.
Do you think we can afford to run it back?
Okay, so running it back comes with a bit of a risk, right? The risk is that this chessboard changes. Right now, we're looking at everything through the lens of Boston is going to be down next year, so everything's going to be wide open. And the Knicks will be the Knicks because they don't have a ton of flexibility. The Pacers do have some flexibility, but the Pacers are going to be the Pacers. Philadelphia, nobody's taking seriously, even though they're going to try to make a move. They have some nice young players, and then who knows about Embiid being healthy.
Uh-huh.
Milwaukee, you've weakened them if you trade for Giannis, or if Giannis gets dealt to the West. But there is some risk in running it back in that if we're here a year from now having the same conversations, then it's the clock starts on Donovan Mitchell wanting out, right?
Right? Yes.
Does it not?
Yes.
If he doesn't get by the second round next year, the rest of the league is just going to assume Donovan Mitchell's not going to want to stay.
Yeah.
And it's going to start getting very loud during the following season.
I can accept all these
even
things.
Even though he's never actually done that. But
I will fully accept. I think that they need to do everything they can to see if there's a move that can be made, whether it be with the CBA. I know that the CBA and Bobby Marks is tweeting at people, and we just had him on last week, which he got the Jrue Holiday conversation started, and then that one died a terrible death on Friday night.
By the way, not in real life. I think it's just with fans, it died a death. But I don't think in real life, like, I still think the thought, and we just talked.
Oh!
Like, I'm just saying, if I brought up one player in particular.
Yeah, and then he went out and he had a bad game.
Yeah, that's all that happened.
It's not, it would be something that we get mad about if we didn't want to make that trade.
Yeah.
Because he's 34, mm-hmm. going on 35. But it would not prohibit real NBA teams that performance in game six against the Knicks from making a three-team trade and getting him on this
team. There are going to be some teams that are on the verge of contending that would love to have Jrue Holiday. Love to have his toughness.
That's true. But I think that I'm okay with running it back because I think I have to accept that these are very, very, very strong trades that a lot of times just get talked about and don't get done. And I know that I'm close. We're painfully close. And it feels the worst part about it, I don't think it's a piece away as far as talent. I think it's a piece away as far as being that glue guy to be the tough enough player to help you find spacing for Donovan, Darius, and Evan Mobley. Now, if I'm talking about moving one of those guys, that seems to be a little bit easier. But the big move, yeah, man, if you could swing it, that would be the situation in Milwaukee. 216-474-0092. Can the Cavs run it back?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.